I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
All over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Fun little experiment, a game that may become a factor overall. This was a game shared with me by unpaid consultant Doug Westerman.
Oh, I like him.
He's very good. And it was created, credit where credit's due, by a gentleman named Corey Cove, who does mornings on a radio station, The Fan in Minneapolis, where Doug used to be the program director. I think Doug hired him once.
Okay.
He created this
All
as
right.
a radio game.
Wait.
Hold on.
Doug getting...
No, he gets nothing.
He gets like a little off the...
He played a segment for me, and I thought it was great. And their version of it is giant because they've been doing it a long time, and it's sponsored and everything else. Very good.
Okay.
But in this case, he created it, and unlike most radio people, including us, he copyrighted it and licensed it and turned it into a game that he sells. I'll give him a free plug, initialsgame.com.
Okay, great.
So the way this works is I'm going to give you two letters. Those are the initials.
Okay.
And the answer has two words or is a hyphenated word that is those initials.
Oh, okay.
Okay,
okay, so like, so if it was like the initials are IC and then you give us something and the answer is ice cream.
Yes. And there are all of them will okay. use, in this case, the letters JF, because that's the one I drew.
Okay.
Okay, I drew at random, just picked one out of there. All of them are JF.
Okay.
And so sort of like who, what, where, each clue I read becomes a little more specific. Okay?
Okay.
Oh, yep. Okay.
Maitland, right. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Like always, buzz in with your name when you think you know the answer.
Okay.
Whoever gets the most right wins. You don't get bonus points. For right. getting it early.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay?
All right.
Are you ready to play this not stolen, but purchased radio game?
Yeah, we didn't steal
yes.
it at all.
Yes, yes.
Your initials are JF. Buzz in with your name. Again, if you buzz in, like if three mm-hmm. of you buzz in and
yeah.
Steve hasn't, for example, Steve can hear all of the clues.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
JF. The answer will include the initials JF. Mm-hmm. Okay. It can be two all words right. or a hyphenated word or phrase. Ready?
Yeah. Yeah.
JF, connected to a serial killer in 1997.
Steve. Jane Fonda.
No. Bold move. You're out for this round. Was she connected to a serial killer?
He doesn't know. He's just guessing. I mean, it's a JF.
I thought that I did think of Jane Fonda just when you said JF, and then for some reason I associated
oh,
that.
Oh, no, with... you're right. Ted Turner
when
turned
we
out to be a serial
played
killer.
This... When we listened to a segment and played along in the car, I really struggled with thinking of things with that initials and then just trying to fit them in with every clue, no matter okay. what.
I'm having a hard time thinking of anything that isn't just proper names.
All right. Mm-hmm. So I can jump back in now?
No, you're out.
Oh.
Till we go to the next
for
clue.
You.
Oh, okay.
First one, connected to a serial killer in 1997. Was killed in a car crash in 1998, was voiced by Chris Pine in an animated film in 2012?
Kelly.
Kelly?
James Ferrari. John Ferrari. Jimmy Ferrari. Janet Ferrari.
No.
James
it's
Ferrari.
It's not any of the J. Ferrari family. Maitland and Hot Wings. Connected to Martin Short in 2006.
What?
Hmm. Nat King Cole sang his name in 1946.
Maitland.
Maitland.
Jesus's Friends.
Oh, Jesus's Friends, yeah.
Now, here's a problem that's incorrect. Okay. That they didn't have on their show is they're all sports people and they're competitive. We're all clowns. So we want to say funny answers like Jesus's Friends. I'm not criticizing. I'd do the same thing. Last one, Hot Wings. He is the personification of cold or winter.
Steve.
Oh, Hot Wings.
Dang it.
Hot Wings.
Jack Frost.
Correct. Hot Wings has won.
God, I'm great at this game. You Jack guys suck.
Wait, what are some of those clues again?
Yeah.
Connected to a serial killer in 1997.
There was
I believe
a movie
that was a movie.
Called Jack Frost.
Okay. Was killed in a car crash in 1998. I have no idea.
Maybe in the Santa Claus. Because he was Jack Frost.
Oh, that's maybe. That movie, Michael Could Keaton. Be.
Oh.
Maybe. Yeah. That one. That's where he comes back Short. As a snowman.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's
and
probably
Martin
it.
Short. Yeah.
I'm sure that. I'm sure it's right. I mean, I'm not questioning whether it's
no,
right or
yeah,
not.
Yeah, I just wanted to know the connection. All right. JF. Everybody's back in.
Yeah.
Yes. Right.
Do you have a better understanding of how it works now?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I understood.
I think we all got it the first time. They just, you know, some of us are just great
valid
at
point.
It.
Yeah. By the way, don't take me making fun of you as me saying I'm better than you. I was awful at this game.
This is still JF, right?
JF. They're all JF today. Okay. Connected to Groot in Guardians of the Galaxy. Connected to a montage in 1995's Billy Madison. Reminds some people of a very specific part of the alphabet. Some people think of Indiana when they think of this.
I'm still hung up on the first clue about Groot.
I'm thinking of Billy Madison. I know that movie so well.
Jackie, Marlon, Jermaine, Tito.
Steve. Jackson 5.
Correct!
Oh.
Billy Madison. It was part of a montage in Billy Madison.
I'm sure some Jackson 5 song.
Yeah, it was probably the song was in the background or something. But Mister, I thought you were an expert, Steve.
Ready?
You gotta pull it together.
Yeah. Steve's got one. Hot Wings has one. Time for Kelly and Maitland to play along with Steve and Hot Wings here. JF appeared in Paul Newman's 1967 film, Cool Hand Luke.
I'm with Hot Wings, man. I can't stop thinking of just names of people.
Yeah, I've had one in my head the whole time, and I'm just waiting for the clue to come up for a person whose name is JF.
Are you talking about Jelly Bean Fandango?
Yes, absolutely. Always.
Connected to Leonard Skinner, the Allman Brothers, and 38 Special.
Huh.
New professional residents arrived in 1995.
Hot Wings.
Hot Wings.
Jacksonville, Florida.
Correct! Would you like another?
Yeah.
This game's fun.
Is it frustrating?
Yeah.
A little, yeah.
I mean, a little bit,
it's going to be a good road trip.
You're not
game.
Sure where your brain should go.
JF, con artist Oscar Diggs is associated, was once a goblin, once amputated his own arm.
Maitland.
James
Franco.
Correct.
Oh, yes. He was.
All right, Kelly. We're not taking turns, but it's your turn.
All right. I'm going to get this one for sure. Okay.
You got it.
Was a third string quarterback. Spent time in jail for bootlegging films.
Oh.
Connected to Little John.
Yeah.
What was that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Subtle.
Once battled Spider-Man.
JF.
knows a thing or two about Annie. Won an Academy Award playing Ray Charles.
Steve.
Kelly.
Steve.
Jamie Foxx.
Correct.
Oh, yeah. He was Electro in one of the Spider-Man. Well, two of them, actually.
Yeah. All right.
Can we just play this for the rest of the day?
No.
Not even just the radio show. Just like forever until it's time to go to bed.
Last one. Has had televised appearances with the WWE.
That's a lot of people, probably.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, over the years.
Had a cameo in the Adam Sandler movie in 2011, Jack and Jill.
Oh. No one saw that.
Was the focus of a 2002 episode of South Park.
Kelly. Jane Fonda.
No.
That would have been great. I mean, nope.
Frequently seen in commercials. That's it so far. Best known, was known for significant weight loss.
Steve. Jared Fogle.
Yes, the last one was sentenced to prison after 15 years as a spokesperson for Subway. I feel like you'd have gotten that one.
Oh, yeah, man, I might have gotten that one then.
That documentary about him was gross.
Yeah, I believe that.
What was it called? Delicious Meat?
Oh, it was called I Like Kids.
Ew. Oh, wow.
It's gross.
Not even a subtle title.
No.
Steve, congratulations. You're
Thank
the champion
you.
Of
Thank
the first
you.
Ever round of the initials game.
Thank you. Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.